The recent fire at the toxic waste disposal facility in Campbellfield this month and last year in West Footscray have been as a result of illegal storage practices. The firefighters union have now said, look, enough is enough. They're sick of sending their members into these dangerous and avoidable fires. To tell us more about that and the impact that it's had on firefighting members is Peter Marshall. He's the National Secretary at the United Firefighters Union of Australia. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Jacinta.
Tell us initially the fire that happened in Campbellfield. How long did it take to actually get under control?
Well, a couple of days at least, but the real issue here is that the substance or the chemicals that are being stored, it is unequivocally being proven, actually results in a premature death of firefighters. That was established in a Senate inquiry in 2011. What we're very concerned about is that these rogue operators, and I will refer to them as criminals, who are actually engaging in illegal storage, they're effectively setting up a death sentence for firefighters, because what people don't understand is that it's an unavoidable risk. When firefighters respond to these type of fires, they're actually confronted with a toxic plume that actually penetrates through their protective clothing. Some of that leaches into their skin. As I said, a Senate inquiry already established that firefighters have a higher rate of occupational cancer than the normal population. What we're after is for these perpetrators of these crimes. Currently, the legislative structure is just not sufficient. We would like to see them incarcerated. As well as that, many of them actually are hiding behind sham companies. So if they're actually fined, or if the company's fined, there's no assets there. We would like to see legislation that not only results in criminal sanctions, incarceration, but also severe penalties against the company. And in the event that the company is no more than a shelf company, we would like to see in legislation the ability for firefighters' families and the firefighter to sue these individuals civilly so as they're made accountable for their actions. Because what they are doing is they're jeopardising the longevity of firefighters' lives.
Absolutely. And as you say, there has been proven impact, cancer, etc., on the lives of firefighters. What about the short-term impacts? Are you seeing immediate consequences of being exposed to these fumes and the smoke?
Well, what we've seen is a number of firefighters that are actually resulted in skin rashes, headaches, constant migraines, head colds, pneumonia, flu-like symptoms, itchy weeping eyes, blood noses, respiratory and lung problems, and debilitating fatigue. Now, these are symptoms that have actually hospitalised a number of firefighters. And can I say that all precautions were taken by these firefighters, so it's through no fault of their own, other than protecting the community.
What are the members saying to you? When they're called out to go to these fires, they're aware of what you're describing here, which is, unsafe practices, illegal storage of chemical waste. What are they saying to you when they've got to go out to these fires?
Well, you know, firefighters will go about doing the course of their duty in protecting the community with full knowledge of this particular adverse effect of their industry. They forego quality and quantity of life. But can I say, they haven't got a fighting chance when there is actually these illegal dumps, because in normal circumstances, a premises that actually has prescribed waste or chemicals in actually has placarding out the front. So when the firefighters actually pull up for a firefight, they're actually able to ascertain what's inside. These time bombs, these death traps, are not known. There's no knowledge as to what is in there. There's no manifest. And the reality is that these people who are actually responsible for this, and I'll be as blunt as this, they are actually putting the lives of firefighters at risk. They are killing firefighters.
We are, there's a lot of talk that it's just a moment before this is actually a situation that's deadly. We've heard that there are a lot more of these operators around than has been made clear. Are your members telling you stories about that? Obviously, they're going to see sites.
Well, there is an investigation going on, so I've got to be a bit careful about that. But can I say, it seems to me that there's a criminal element or indeed there's an element that has actually viewed this as a business model. It's quite expensive to dispose of dangerous goods in a proper manner where it's treated properly. So what we're seeing here is unscrupulous operators for a quick buck actually transporting these dangerous goods in unregulated vehicles, and that's another issue, by the way. Vehicles that actually transport these dangerous goods are actually placarded, so again that the emergency responding crews know what's on that particular vehicle. The vehicles that are involved in transporting this waste have no identification. On top of that, what we do know is that there is a business model being employed for no other reason than monetary gain to get around costs. And what we are calling for is to make these people accountable in every possible way, including incarceration. If their company is a sham and they have no assets, we would like to pursue them civilly because effectively they're making firefighters very sick in performing their course of their duty.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's Peter Marshall. He's the National Secretary at the United Firefighters Union of Australia.